Joining us from the Audrain County Health Department is the outreach nurse, and it is Jenny Beamer, and I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
And we're glad to have you in here. You know, we've been kind of seeing several things going on with the health department. Of course, the hospitals have closed down in Fulton and Mexico, and we're still kind of wondering when those are going to be reopened, but you guys took some initiative to kind of help answer people's questions with the Nurse Navigator program, and I think you had a lot to do with that and putting some information out there. Just kind of explain a little bit about Nurse Navigator and what that does, if you will.
Yeah, so, you know, whenever the hospitals closed, people, you know, they couldn't get a hold of anybody. Their doctor's office, you know, shut with no notice. So people needed somebody to physically call and talk to. So that's when Craig asked me if I wanted to lead the Nurse Navigator program. And, you know, I'm born and raised here in, you know, Audrain County. So I said, sure, I'd love to, you know, help out the community.
And so the Nurse Navigator is basically where people in Audrain County can find out where medical services are being provided and where their primary care physicians are or where they're going. Just kind of go into detail a little bit about that, if you will.
Right, yes. Yeah. So I've tried to keep up to date the best I can about where the doctors are going. So a lot of the doctors, you know, they may have left affiliations with the hospital, but they're still staying in the community. And it took, you know, a couple of months to get those new positions up and running. So I, you know, communicated with the doctors and their nurses, you know, ask them, you know, what do you want me tell your patients, you know, where do you want me send them, and that just, I could pass out, you know, the best information possible.
Most certainly. Now, how do people access that Nurse Navigator? Is it by phone or is it by logging onto a website? How does it work?
Yeah, so you just call the health department. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and our number is 573-581-1332, and just ask for either Nurse Navigator or Jenny.
Jenny, how are the primary care physicians getting along? Are you finding that most of them are finding jobs with Columbia or staying here in Mexico? Just kind of as an overall overview, how is that going for healthcare in Audrain County?
Yes, I mean, all the doctors, you know, stayed, you know, within the county, but I mean, they've made, you know, affiliations with, you know, either MU Health or the Arthur Center, so that way they can still take care of their patients.
All right. You know, another thing, too, that people may have questions about, we've kind of ended the pandemic phase, but COVID is still around, and there are vaccinations and boosters and that people need to keep up to date on. You are in charge of doing, like, vaccine clinic coordinations, as I understand that. What is the latest on getting a booster? Should you have that fourth booster, or kind of explain a little bit about that this morning?
So one booster is recommended for anybody, you know, over the age of 18, but anybody over 50 or immunocompromised, it's, you know, the CDC recommends that they get that fourth booster. And it's just as long as it's been more than 4 months since that first booster you had, you're eligible, you know, for another one.
And does the Audrain County Health Department provide those boosters?
Yes. Yeah, so we do them on Mondays by appointment at the health department. You can schedule on our website or you can call, and our receptionist will help schedule you, or, you know, all the pharmacies here in town, you know, do them pretty much by a walk-in basis.
Certainly. I think it was also recommended that they finally approved vaccines for kids 5 and older, and they've been seeing some success with that. Do you guys administer those as well?
We have a pre-order on them, and we should get them in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll post, you know, whenever we get those available.
Sure. Any other clinics going on, or is it basically that Monday clinic that you guys are kind of focusing on now?
So we are going to be this Saturday at the Thailand for the Juneteenth celebration. That's our next COVID event that we have, and we'll be doing blood pressure checks there also.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Anything else you want to tell us about your job over at the health department, or anything else you want to tell us about this morning?
Yeah. So the healthcare directory that's on our website, that pretty much lists all the healthcare services that are in Audrain County. So I tried to compile, you know, everywhere, you know, where you could go for healthcare services, you know, either like cardiology, chiropractors, dermatology, you know, pediatricians, pharmacies. I've added, you know, where you can get COVID vaccine locations in Audrain County. Then recently this week, I've added like counseling, mental health centers, you know, alcohol and drug rehab, just places that even I didn't know, you know, existed here in town. So hopefully it helps, you know, somebody.
It's a one stop with a lot of information there. And we certainly appreciate all the work that you're doing on that.
Thank you.